On this Sunday in Lent, we, in our reflection, open up the Gospel of Luke to the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 9. And there we read about the Galileans whom Pilate had sacrificed. And we wonder if they're worse than the rest of the Galileans because they were put to death. Jesus replies, "No, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did." I tell you, unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. The lesson is about repentance. And the parable that immediately follows is a parable about a man who plants a fig tree. It takes the fig tree some time to mature. But he's been coming around year after year for 3 years, and nothing has happened. And he says to the gardener, "Maybe we should cut it down." But the gardener says, "Let it alone for one more year. Then I can dig around it, put manure on it, and if it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, we can cut it down." Repentance. About bearing fruit, I suppose, and we've been planted, and we wonder if we've borne any fruit. But repentance is not something Jesus is talking about that someone else needs to do, or it's not about specific sins, but it's about the sin of not bearing fruit, of being sterile in our own way, in our own faith. Brian Stoffgren writes in his studies of this passage about a poem that he read by Toyohiko Kagawa, and it reads, quote, "I read in a book that a man called Christ went about doing good. It is very disconcerting to me that I am so easily satisfied with just going about." End quote. The point of the poem is not other people's sins, not even my own sins, is this text talking about, but it's talking about my fruit and the fruit that I've borne, and have I been busy about bearing or doing the things that God has called me to do and to be? Have I rolled up my sleeves and gotten my hands dirty by helping others or getting involved in the things that, no matter what it may be, that God has called us or me to be involved in? So when I look at repentance, it's not my specific sins, but my sin of omission, things that I have failed to do. So comfortable standing around, so comfortable singing hymns, while at the same time, I don't fulfill God's call to live. God's peace be with you.